Kayla got the 411, the 411. Sipping lemonade, throwing light shade.
What's up, you guys? It's Kayla. I got the 411. I'm back for another whopping Wednesday episode. It has been like a month, I believe, so since I actually recorded a solo episode. Just a little update on me and my life. And what I had to do was kind of step back and kind of realize that I needed to take more time for me and focus on the things that are important to me, and that is my peace of mind and getting out here and socializing. Between this brand, Kayla got a 411, and being a mom, I realized that I was socializing more with people through these social media apps, and it's just not good, not healthy for me. You know, I live a really positive, peaceful, quiet life, actually. You know, so when you're interacting with people on social media and, like, especially with COVID, don't get me wrong, with COVID, we all have been kind of on lockdown for a while. But what's important to me is getting out, you know, and meeting people and socializing and you know what I'm saying? And getting to know people, build genuine bonds with people who I have actually met face to face. Not none of this social media shit. So what I did, I took a break. I took a break from social media, doing content, because I needed a break to get my thoughts together and realize what's important. And I did a lot of unfollowing of people on social media. I did a lot of unfollowing of people on social media. People that I don't know, people who don't wish me well, and people that I just don't fucking like. And that's just some real shit. And normally if I don't really like a person, that means they have made me feel some type of way and have made me feel uncomfortable with something that they have did to me. But most of the big unfollowing that I did was people that I just don't know. You know, I'm just not interested in following people just because. Now, I don't rock like that. I don't believe in quantity. I believe in quality. So I did a big mass of unfollowing people. And that was just one of the things that were a part of just me just focusing on my content. You guys, posting on my content, I'm not really going to be interacting with a lot of people, posting my content and going. You know, I don't give a fuck about what's going on with social media, because within this year being in COVID, interacting with these people, so many people on social media, has been caused so much drama for me. I've had people, you know, jump on their live and talk and throw shade at me, hoping they did get a response. I got a nigga and his lame ass brother who constantly throws shade on my name a year later. People that I have tried to befriend in this circle, and it didn't benefit me any type of way. All it did was bring extra drama to my life. So if I live a peaceful, quiet life and work on taking care of my child, why the fuck do I need to get on social media and be involved in that type of mess? It's really draining, and it's not positively. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that matters to me now is Kayla got the 411, doing dope shows, and doing some dope interviews with these dope artists, building my brand. And once I focus on that, I'm going to be going into different ventures. But a lot of things are just going to just got to stop. A lot of things are going to be stopping. So that is kind of what I've been doing, you know, spending my quality time when I'm not doing my own thing is focusing on me, you know, just me. And I'm so happy and so proud of myself for finally just giving a fuck about me. You know how important that is? That is very, very important sometimes when, especially, especially when you're doing so much and you're trying to go here and you're trying to do this with this person, this, 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 that. Like, do anybody actually give a fuck about you? No. And sometimes you really got to step back and realize, you know what, I need to take care of me, and that's what I'm going to be taking care of. And I don't feel bad about it at all. At all. So that is what I've been up to. I hope all of you have been good. So this week, you all, we're going to be talking about some of your biggest fears, right? This is something that I was thinking about. Just like, what is my biggest fear? And I put up a poll on my story just to ask some dopest people that I know, like, what are some things that they fear in life? And it was so many responses. You know, there are some people who go throughout life and they're like, I'm not scared of anything. And we're not talking about being scared of spiders or heights. No, we're going to be talking about some of your biggest fears that you experience throughout your life. Now, I'll go ahead and start with my biggest fear, and then I'm going to go on to some of the other, you know, biggest fears that other people have mentioned that they have. One of my biggest fears in life is to be played again. And what I mean by that is that the idea of somebody taking advantage of me, using me, you know, being in my life, making me think that it's something when it's really not, trying to, you know, scam me, any type of thing like that, that is one of my biggest fears in life. I've, you know, had situations happen to me years ago, and that was one of the most, it really affected me very, 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 very hard. When somebody gets over on you, when somebody, you know, kind of taking advantage of you and you never saw it coming, that is a very, very hurtful thing. And I went throughout years making sure I never feel that type of pain again. You know, having it feel like somebody's all in with you when they're not. I felt that feeling before, and I never want to feel it again. So, you know, currently in my life, I tell people all the time, I don't give people multiple chances to do me wrong. I don't ignore red flags. When I see things or I feel things, I remove myself out of these situations to avoid myself of the hurt and the disappointment. Because I don't handle disappointment and hurt well. I don't. I don't handle it well at all. So my biggest fear in life is to be played, to get myself in a situation where I am involved with somebody business-wise or involved with somebody emotionally and them playing me and getting over on me. That is one of my biggest fears because I'm so prideful. So for me to even trust anyone and for them to actually take from me or hurt me or don't have good intentions for me, that scares the living shit out of me. It truly is. You know, I think even thinking of the idea of marriage, the possibility of like, okay, I'm getting married to someone. That's a big step. Like, I want to marry the right person. That's such a big step, combining your life with somebody. I want to make sure that I do it correctly. So I'm not about to marry any old body or get myself in a relationship with any old body without truly, truly making sure that they are a genuine, legit person. it must be a pride thing. It could be a pride thing of me not wanting to feel played. And you're probably thinking, like, wow. Like, you know, you don't really hear a lot of people say things like that when it comes to their fears in life. You know, some people have different fears in life. You know, another big one is that a lot of people have a fear of failure. A lot of people have a fear of not being successful, not living up to what their family and friends thought they would be, you know, and actually fearing that you're going to get to the finish line and just drop the ball. That is another one too that we don't talk about sometimes, is that these fears can sometimes crypt us in life, right? And how do you get over it? I don't know. I think the best suggestion that I could give to anybody who has, you know, such a big fear in life is to push through it. Like, you never know if you don't actually try. Have you guys ever met somebody, or maybe you're even one of these people, have you ever met somebody who doesn't finish things because they have a fear that they're going to fail? There are so many people who experience that. Like, they would never, you know, finish anything because it's better to give up than to actually make it through and fail at it. That's another big, big one. Another one is that a lot of people have a fear of loss. A lot of people have this fear that they're going to get to a place in their life and they're going to lose it all. They're going to lose everyone they love. They're going to lose all their money. They're going to lose all everything that they've worked hard for. They feel like they're going to lose it. That actually goes back kind of similar to the previous one that we talked about. There are some people that don't even have all these blessings and they are wealthy, but they do not barely spend anything because they're afraid that they're going to lose it all. Y'all remember watching The Game? That was, I think of Jason from The Game. Remember how he was, people called him cheap, but there are some people like that in life who, you know, in our eyes, they are wealthy. They are living comfortable. But when you come from nothing and you finally get something, the fear of losing it all and having to go back to nothing is scary as shit. That's even scary for me to even think of, actually, as I discuss this. That's very scary. And that's another big fear of many of you all and many others out there who are faced with this every day. Another one is being fearful of being judged. There are some people, and this is similar to how I was even as a younger kid, you know, you fear being judged. So what happens is sometimes you actually hold yourself back from showing who you truly are, feeling scared and nervous that you're going to be judged for being exactly who you are. There are some people who live extravagant lives. You know, there are some people who live abnormal lives, not the day-to-day lives. You may know a lot of people in, you know, not so common jobs like being a stripper and things like that. And a lot of people have these situations where they're doing it, but because a majority of people are not doing it, they feel judged about it. That sounds like a very miserable life to live, having to go throughout life and can't even do you and be you without feeling like people are judging you. It is hurtful, and who is the biggest problem to this situation? Us as a society, because whenever we see something different or not the normal day-to-day thing, What do? We judge. We always are judging people by their looks, by their social class, by what they got on. Next one. This is actually another major one of mine that kind of ties into what I talked about earlier about my fear, but I didn't go into depth. Another one that people fear is fear of losing their identity. That is actually a fear that I actually worry and struggle about too. You know, being an only child, all I had was me. I didn't have any siblings, and I spent a lot of time to myself and by myself. And, you know, I tell people all the time right now that I'm dating for purpose. I'm dating in hopes of being in a serious relationship. I'm dating hoping that I'm going to get married one day. Like, I'm dating, and the guy that I'm with, he's going to be somebody that I need to feel like I can be myself with. Because who I am as a person, my identity means everything to me. So getting in a situation with someone who may be wealthy or someone who may be powerful and only being known as their wife, not Kayla got the 411 media personality, that would crush me. Like, that would definitely crush me. So this is probably why I think there's a lot of people who are in relationships and your relationships consumes you. It's like you no longer even have an identity. People group you all together. I've even heard that many twins actually go through this. Like, you lose your identity. You want to be known as you. We all are unique, okay? We all are special in some type of way. So when someone looks at you as the same as someone else, it's not a good feeling because you're special. You're unique. You're probably thinking like, well, why the hell are you not seeing this? Why are you not seeing I am me? I'm not them. There are so many people out here fighting just for their own identity. And I can't even imagine. You know, I'm really curious about people who have twins or people who are currently twins. What was it like growing up like that? That's actually something that I'm very, very, very curious about, actually. Next, okay? Another fear that people have is fear of time. This is something that our society puts on us. Oh my gosh. They put this fear on us, especially as women, that, oh, you need to be married by 30, especially when I'm about to turn 30, right? They pressure you to be like, okay, well, you're 30, you're not married yet. Used to be a time where girls had multiple kids by the time they were 30, married and all. Been together for years. Time is precious, okay? Time is precious. And the best advice I can give for this one is that in order to truly enjoy life, you got to stop watching the time and enjoy the moment. You feel me? You feel me? Do you feel me? Okay. Okay. So another big fear that people actually deal with is the fear of the unknown. You know, like, we don't know what life is after this, right? It just depends on your spirituality or your religion, but technically, none of us truly know what happens when we leave this earth, when we die, and when we pass on. And to some of you, it may be a frightening feeling to know that one day you will leave this earth and you're not going to be able to interact with people or see anything at all anymore. Oh, excuse me. Does that scare you, girl? Because the situation about life after death, that doesn't scare me, but . Ooh, sorry, y'all. Coughing. It's more of the unknown of what my future is going to have for me. That's the best way I can explain it. I'm more fearful of my future, my career, my family life. I know I'm going to be successful, you know, but when it will happen, what avenue will it take me? You know, my status, you know, those things. I'm like, you know what? I take that back. It doesn't scare me. I'm not scared of the future. I'm looking forward to the future. I am intrigued with the future. I'm excited. I'm almost impatient about it because I know good things are going to come for me and going to happen for me. But it does give you a little anxiety not knowing when or how it's going to come to you. That's the best. Yeah, that's the best way I can explain it. Yep, that's absolutely the best way that I can explain it. And there are many people out there who are fearful of, you know, leaving this earth. But, you know, I tell people this all the time. This is just personally for me. You don't have to agree to it. But I'm not scared to leave this earth because I know the path that I've been living. I know I've been living on the right path. And that's why I'm not scared to ever leave this earth, you know. The only thing that worries me is the fact that I am a mom. And I want my daughter to be fully grown and successful and have a family of her own before, you know, I have to leave this earth. But when you're living right and being a good person, you don't have to be fearful of those type of things. So if you are, you know, feel for just sometimes thinking and, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes many people do come through these almost death experiences and, you know, a light flashes before their eyes and they have different experiences, which I can definitely understand. But, you know, live in the moment. Like I said earlier, live in the moment and don't think too much in it, you know. And I'm going to also work on my own fear, you know. Live in the moment. Hey, I'm going to take my own goddamn advice. Live in the moment. Live in the moment. That's what I'm going to be doing. Living in the moment. And, you know, I have this fear of, you know, being hurt the way I was hurt 8 years ago. That was a very hurtful situation. Being hurt, always being hurt and disappointed, you know, my friends and family, and being played, like being like bamboozled, that scares the living shit out of me. And it's kind of like holding me back. It is kind of holding me back because it's built up a wall of trust issues. Who can you trust? You feel me? So that is my episode. When you are on my Instagram, you happen to listen to this, let's talk. I want to know what some of your fears are. Did I leave any off the list? Like, if you want to talk to me about it, feel free to come in my DM. Look, I'm an open book. All I'm trying to do is just make my content. That's all. And do something successful in my life. And I don't really want to mingle and mix and mingle and being bullshit with a lot of people. You know, I started this brand to help people and touch people. And we getting back to that. We're getting back to that. And this whole idea of also before I leave, you know, they tell us that you should network. But you should network with people who are on the same wavelength as you. Those are the people that you need to be networking. You don't have to fuck with people just because they happen to do the same thing that you do. No. You don't have to. Fuck with people who are good people. Dope people. People who like you for you. I'm just saying, okay? So, I'm Kayla Lookout, the 411. That was Whopping Wednesday, this episode. And again, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube show. I'm working on a lot of amazing things. I'm working on something else, another business little journey. But I wanted to take time and just get back to me and just keep building my brand up a little bit more, you know. I'm trying to put my hands in so many cookie jars and help all these other people. But who's helping me? Who's helping me? Because nobody is. So I got to focus on me and before I can be able to fully help everybody else out, if that makes sense, okay? All right? Okay, and I'm out of here. Hey, y'all. Just want to say thank you so much for watching the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and of course, hit that subscription button. I am grateful for every view, whether you like me or you don't. And don't forget, I got a podcast too. There are exclusive episodes on that podcast, so don't forget to go check that out as well. They're on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Baby, I'm everywhere, okay? And follow me on social media. I'm Kayla Got the 411 on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr. Baby, like I said, I'm everywhere. Thank you again for watching the show, and I'll see you on the next episode of Kayla Got the 411.